Good afternoon, everybody. This past week, one of the greatest tzaddikim I was ever zelcha to meet in my life passed away. Rabbi Yehuda Kelemer Zatzal, the Rav of Young Israel of West Hempstead, which, if ever there was a title that did not do justice to the man, I mean, and Young Israel of West Hempstead is a wonderful shul and a wonderful community. This man was a Malach Hashem. So I figured it would be a nice opportunity this week to discuss some of the writings of Gedolei HaPoskim with whom Rabbi Kelemer Zatzal interacted. So there are two major tshuvas that I was able to find that were written to Rav Kelemer from the Gedolei HaPoskim. There were three actually that I was able to find immediately, but two that maybe we'll discuss. One is one of the most famous tshuvas probably in all of Igros Moshe. Igros Moshe Archaim Chelik Dalit Simin Mem Tes is Rav Moshe's tshuva about feminism. Rav Moshe's tshuva about the women's liberation movement, and that was written, little known, that was written to Rabbi Kelemer when he was a Rav in Boston, when he was a Rav in Brookline. So that's one. Then there was another tshuva written by Rav Yashiv Zatzal. It's in Kovitz Tshuvas, Chelik Dalid, Simin Yotes, and that was about an issue that related to the Kehila. And the tshuva from Rav Yashiv is the one I want to focus on for today, because that actually includes Rav Yashiv printed Rav Kelemer's letter. I mean, Rav Kelemer wrote a tshuva, he sent it to Rav Yashiv, and he said, "What do you think?" And Rav Yashiv had a response to it. Whereas Rav Moshe, you don't really get Rav Kelemer's Shaila, you don't really get what Rav Kelemer had to say about it, you only get what Rav Moshe had to say about it. So maybe we'll do the Rav Moshe one tomorrow, we'll see. But right now, let's do the Rav Yashiv one. So Rabbi Kelemer asked the following Shaila to Rav Yashiv. Apparently, there was programming in the shul that they wanted to advertise, and there was a possibility of getting advertising on the radio for free and for the shul programming. But the rules are that it has to be at least 2 days of advertising. You cannot advertise. They cannot run the ads for 1 day. So they wanted to give the ad in on Erev Shabbos, and that way the event that they were advertising was going to happen on Motzai Shabbos, and that way they'll get as close to the event as possible. Now they didn't want it to be advertised on Shabbos. Most of the people that were coming were going to be Shomrei Shabbos, so they were not interested in advertising to people on Shabbos. But it was just that was the nature of the deal, that you had to get both days of advertising. So they wanted to know if they're allowed to advertise on Friday and Shabbos, even though they're really only interested in the Friday advertising. So Rabbi Kelemer suggested three snifim lahakel. He said, you could argue that this is included in the Yisra of Amir la'akum, which includes even Erev Shabbos. The Rambam writes in the sixth parak of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, that Amir Lakum even applies when you tell someone to do something on Erev Shabbos. However, he says that's only if on Erev Shabbos you're telling them to do something for you on Shabbos. But if on Erev Shabbos you're telling them to do something on Erev Shabbos, it's just that Mimela, they're going to do it on Shabbos also, even if you object to it, then that's not an Isser of Amir Lakum. And he says the Svara for that is that those Shittos that say that the Isser Amira is Mitam Siag, that you're going to come to do it yourself on Shabbos, that's only if you want it done on Shabbos. So we're choshei, so if you tell a guy to do it, you'll do it yourself on Shabbos. But when you don't even want it done on Shabbos, so what's shayach gzeira that you're going to come to do it on Shabbos? And even if you say it's mishum shlichus l'chumra ba'akum, that's the reason for amir la'akum. It's as if he's your shlichus. Shlichus is only if you didn't object. But if you're screaming, I don't want it, I don't want it, then he's not your shliach anymore, and therefore it should not be a problem anymore. That is kula number one that Rav Kelemer Zatzal suggested. Kula number two, Rav Kelemer suggested, is that there's a tshuvas chasam sofer in Or HaChaim Simen Samach, who's machriya in a machlokas aposkim, whether amira da amira is asir. And the chasam sofer says, if you ask a guy to ask another guy to do a malacha for you, is that asir? So the chasam sofer was machriya that if on Shabbos you're not allowed to do amira la amira, but on Erev Shabbos you're allowed to do amira la amira. And that's what Mishnah Melech writes in Hilchos Shabbos as well, Parak Vav Halacha Tes, in the name of the Tshuvas Mara Sason. And according to that, says Rabbi Kelemer, benido didan, in our situation where the amira is going to be to some advertising official, and then they're going to have to give it over to someone someone who has the technical expertise to actually air it on the radio, it's only an Amir Lamira. It's a removed Amira. The person that you're talking to is not the person that's actually going to do the Malacha. That is Kula number two that Rabbi Kelmer suggests. And then he suggests Kula number three, which he admits he does not like at all, but it's on the books. And that is a tshuva in the Sholem Meshiv, Madura Tinyana Chelek Beis, Simin Yud Dalid, where there's, or I don't know, it says Memhei Tav. I'm assuming Madura Tinyana could be Madura Tilisa'a. It's a bad abbreviation. I don't know, but the Sholem Meshiv discusses Shitas Rashi, Mesech Savodazar, Dav Tesvav Amir Aleph, that Amir Lenachri Zoshvos, based on Yimso Chavtucha Vidaber Dover, that it's not Shabbistic speech when you say, when you ask a non-Jew to do a malacha for you, and that's the problem of Amir La'akum. So then, if that's the case, if you say like Rashi says the Sholem Meshiv, then there's no Isra of Amir La'akum at all on Erev Shabbos, because you're not saying anything on Shabbos. So if there's no non-Shabbistic speech on Shabbos, then according to Shitas Rashi, you don't even have an Isra of Amir La'akum. And the Sholem Meshiv uses that as a sniff in his particular case about asking someone to light Neros in the Beis HaKnesses by instructing them to do so before Shabbos. However, Rabbi Kelmer says, I really don't like to even use this as a sniff, because the Sholem Meshiv is misunderstanding Shitas Rashi, because the Sholem Meshiv is assuming that Rashi would say there's no problem to ask a non-Jew to do something on Erev Shabbos because the whole Isser is only Dabar Dabar. Rashi himself writes in Masechet Shabbos Kufnun Gimel Amud Aleph Dibra Maskel Maitaima that the reason for the Isser of Amir La'akum is Mishum Shlichus, that it's a Yeshliach La'akum L'chumra, and he becomes your Shliach. And you're not going to say it's a Stira in Rashi. It's not a Stira in Rashi. Rashi's highlighting Tzvei Dinim in Amir La'akum. There are 2 points about Amir La'akum. There are 2 Isurim in Amir La'akum. There's the words that you say, that they're Dibor Shalchol, and then there's the fact that the non-Jew is doing something on your behalf, is doing Malach on your behalf. And both of the reasons are necessary. The first reason will Aser, even if the guy doesn't actually listen to what you say. You say, please, turn on the lights for me, drive my car for me. And he says, no, 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 you still violated Amir La'akum, according to the first reason. The second reason is necessary in a case where you didn't ask him. He just did for you. So you're not allowed to get it. You're not allowed to benefit from that malacha, because if he's doing for you, then it's considered that he's your shliach. You have to make a macha'a. So based on that, it's hard to imagine, says Rav Kelmer, that you're going to build a yesod of a heter based on a shitas Rashi and Avodah Zarah, when it's very, very clear that Rashi and Avodah Zarah is only half of the picture. That's what Rav Kelmer suggested to Rav Yashiv. You know, it's like Shelas Chacham Chatzi Tshuva over here, Shelas Chacham Tshuva Shleima. He wrote a whole Tshuva. He just wanted to know what Rav Yashiv had to say. So Rav Yashiv said, you know, there's another factor over here, that Lacha Psukin Shulchan Aruch and Reish Vemdalid Siv Dalid, that a Melechas Farhesya, that which is done publicly b'metaltalin, has a din of Melecha b'mechubar, that even if you decide to hire the Nachri and you give him a set price, and he's Adaita Dinafshe, he's doing it on Shabbos. You never even mention doing it on Shabbos. You ask him to fix something, but it's on something that's Mechubar Lekarka, then that's, forget about Amir La'akum, it's an Isser of Chashad, that people are going to assume that you hired the guy on Shabbos. And whenever you have something that's Farhesya, it has a din of Mechubar. So says Rav Yashiv, Ein l'cha farhesya gadol mizeh? Is there a bigger farhesya than advertising on the radio? So he says, forget about it. You're right. You might be right about all the Amir La'akum discussion, but you have a fundamental issue of doing something b'farhesya over here. And he says, you're going to tell me it's not farhesya because no Jews are going to hear it because no one's turning on their radios on Shabbos. Says Rav Yashiv, let's be realistic. There are many Jews that unfortunately listen to their radio on Shabbos and therefore will become farhesya. And therefore, l'kuli alma, it should be usher to have such an advertisement. However, he says yesh ladun, based on what the Magen Avraham writes in Reish Mem Dalet Sivkat and Ches, that they had a minig in the city of the Magen Avraham to hire a guy bekablanus to clean the filth from the streets, even though it's a melech daraisa, because bishal rabim leka chashada. Now, when is there a concern of chashad? When you hired someone to work on your house, so you have a guy building a fence on your property on Shabbos. Shabbos, so then there's chashad. But if it's something that's a matter for the rabbim, that the city hires somebody, the shul hires somebody, then there's not going to be any chashad. So maybe you could be matir b'chi agavna to let it be known, to tell the advertising agency when you give them the advertisement for publication that you only want it to go out on Friday, that you're not interested in it going out on Shabbos. And with that tonight, then maybe there's no reason to be choshesh any further. And then Rav Eliashiv says the rest of the tshuva deals with Rabbi Kelmer's shaila, or his kasha rather, on the shaul lemeshiv. So Rav Eliashiv essentially has given his answer. The rest of the tshuva he talks in learning to figure out what exactly might be the answer to why the shaul lemeshiv seem to have only taken the Rashi in Avodah Zarah and built the kula on the Rashi in Avodah Zarah, ignoring the Rashi in Masechah Shabbos. But that's a little bit deeper than we want to get into right now. For the Temen Halacha Shir, Yehi Zichro Baruch, Rabbi Kelmer's level of tzidkus was rivaled only by his level of chachma and his and being a gadol b'Torah. And here is one example of a beautiful tshuva that he had written. Maybe tomorrow we'll go into not what Rabbi Kelmer wrote, but to Rav Moshe's tshuva to Rabbi Kelmer, also li zecher nishmaso. Okay, everyone have a great day.